Morning, Anthony's compulsive overeater.
Anthony.
I've been in the programme since May 2011. And yes, it has been a total change for the insanity I was in. And we're August, month 8, so it's step 8. And it's step 8 is made a list of persons, of all persons we had harmed, and became willing to make amends. And for anybody new in the rooms or hasn't been here long or haven't done the steps, like me when I was here, this is my home meeting, you'd hear things like this, think, oh, what the heck's that about? And you hear things and that doesn't make sense. It might not make sense, but the first step is the first step into sanity, and I would say don't worry too much about step 8, because it'll all make sense when you start with step 1. And all I can say is, working through the steps, I saw number 1 that it worked. And before, you know, if I kept doing the same thing would happen, as in bad. Now in program, if I keep doing the same thing, i.e. which is good, the same thing will happen, which is good. So why would I change it? So it was a matter of trust. And as the months went into years, and I could see that when problems came up, the bridge to normal living doesn't mean you don't have problems. Oh my goodness, no. But it meant that I didn't have to be on my own in a dark room, eating, pretending to everybody that everything was fine, my default word, and there was another way, and it just made me feel more comfortable about me, more comfortable in my own skin, and more comfortable with life. So when it says here, made a list of all persons we had harmed, the big book says, we subjected ourselves to a drastic self-appraisal. Now we have to go out to our fellows and repair the damage done in the past. So part one is made a list of all persons we had harmed. What it's actually concerned with is personal relationships. And we've already gone through steps 4 and 5, where we've sat with our sponsor, or not necessarily a sponsor, one other human being and our higher power, and we've shared our defects of character, we've shared things that we never thought, I shared things I never thought I would say to any other human being on this planet. And I came through the other end, and my sponsor's still talking to me, still hugs me, still loves me. I'm still in the rooms. And most of my step 8 was on my step 4-5, because at that point I've stopped saying, oh, poor me, and started to look at myself, my actions, what did I do, not only to myself but to other people. So the first part of step 8 is we've got to make a list. Now, how can we make a list if we don't actually know who the list is? And like with everything, we're never alone. I started the list and I showed my sponsor, and by talking to her over the years, she would help me say who was on the list, and actually some people shouldn't be on the list. Some people on the list might not even still be alive, but it's about yourself. I could write a letter, or I could go and be in a quiet place sometime and just talk to that person. And it's there's very little in the big book on, there's only one paragraph on step 8, which is very unusual in the big book, so I did a lot of my work from the 12 steps, OA's 12 steps. And even here it says that to look at your personal relationships is a very large order. But if we have to if we want to make headway, we have to be accurate and unsparing in our own survey of the human wreckage we have left. Because up until now, I'd always looked at, like I say, the justifications why I should feel sad, the justifications why I had the right to be angry. But unless I put these aside, I'm not going to be helped. And the OA Step 8 book says, and there are normally sort of obstacles. And one of the obstacles is, it says, the first and most difficult has to do with forgiveness. And it's this, it's always that same thing. I don't want to be a victim anymore. I don't want to feel sorry for myself. And there's no point in me, with my defects of character, which I've already in others in the previous step handed over and don't want anymore. And it says here even, we can't have a real tosspot calling a kettle black. So there's no way I could sort of blame others or be judgmental for things I've done myself. And if we're about to ask for forgiveness for ourselves, why don't we start with without asking forgiveness for everyone? And the second obstacle is, and this is the one for me, and it says here, we got a pretty severe shock when we realised that we were preparing to make a face-to-face admission of our wretched conduct to those we had hurt. It has been embarrassing enough when in confidence we admitted these things to our higher power, to ourselves and another human being. And that was part of it for me. It's one thing going through people and admitting something to someone. It's another thing now, say, you know, making this list and then realizing I've actually got to go and face them. And it says here, making a list of all is in italics, the people we had harmed. The big book and the program is astonishing, and this is where the trust comes in. It says, make a list of all persons we had harmed, right? And this is really hard. I'm making the list, but I've got help. And it said, became willing, and that's what's so brilliant. There's an action there, but before the action of actually physically going out, we've got to become willing. It doesn't say you've got to become willing overnight. It doesn't mean my sponsor's going to touch me with that magical wand on my shoulder and go, hey, it's going to be wonderful. Became willing to make amends to them all. And it's a process, like so much in this wonderful program. There's what we've got to do, but like with the higher powers, step 2, 3, I was thinking, oh my goodness, how on earth am I ever going to have a higher power? But it didn't matter. By step 1, I just had to become willing. And it was a process. It said in the big book, it's a process. Are you willing to go to any length? Yes. And it's a process. And that's what helped me. I found my higher power, but it didn't happen overnight. It was a very hard thing for me to do, but I did. And here again it says, became willing. It doesn't say within the second. It doesn't say on Tuesday the 17th. So at the beginning, I still had that fear, you know. One, and it's really surprising. One lady I was so scared of seeing, she couldn't even remember. She just couldn't remember. It's weird. And the person I thought, oh, we can rekindle our friendship, slammed the door in my face. So you just don't know, because that's the old thing. Oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. My sponsor kept saying, hey. Just, you don't know. You just got to do the right thing for you. And become willing. And I did it. It took me about a month, yeah, a good month, to make my list. And it sounds funny, make a list, just sit down and write some names. You take your list from 4 and 5 and just write them down. But it wasn't, because I had to look at my part and why beyond what I'd done for the steps before. I had to really, really know my heart of heart why I was actually going to go and face them. And I couldn't go, and the big book says that, I couldn't go with accusations. I can't go and say, well, I'm really sorry, but there couldn't be any buts. It was literally for me to clear and cleanse my side, as simple as that. And it, sometimes it bubbled up. Of course, if someone shouted at you or hit you or you've, say, stolen money, you've got to go there and admit it. It is terrifying. But the absolute trust in this made it possible. I did become, not, like I say, it took me a month as I was writing, and then I had a meeting with my sponsor, and she said, right, and which is the one you least want to do, which is the hardest one, which is causing you fear. And I said, this one lady, and it was to do with my father. She really pushed my father physically. She was very, very abusive to my father, and I pushed back more than what I should have, and I called her a lot of horrible names, and I told some lies about her because I was so angry. And I don't know why, but I really feared facing her. And my sponsor said, well, she's the first you're going to go and see. And that, just in that in itself, and said, aren't you willing to go to any lengths? Aren't you willing? You've become willing. And it was that. And it didn't really matter. I still realise I had that, there was that element of anger because it was my dad. But I was caretaking my dad. In fact, it had nothing in that sense to do with my dad. My dad's an adult, and he could speak up for himself. I was caretaking him. What I did was out of order, because obviously there's a little bit of history in that, and it was based on jealousy, control. I was the ex, and I didn't like somebody else coming in and telling me what to do. I still thought I had that number one position, which of course I didn't have on. So it was always about me, and it was always about me absolutely realising 101% my part, and my part only. And it says here again in the step 8 book that it is an attitude which can only be changed by a deep and honest search of our motives and actions. And it always comes back to my motives and my actions, and no justification for making what I did right. Thoroughness, it says, will pay and pay handsomely. If we've harm someone, and it might not mean physical harm. Again, every word in this book means something, and over the years I've realised that it isn't the first thing. When I read harm, I immediately thought physical harm, and it isn't. There's emotional harm, there's spiritual harm, there's mental harm, there's so many different types. And I was a sulker. Oh my goodness! I could sulk for the Olympics and get gold. I could outstare someone. I made a thing of myself. Yeah, I could outstare you, and it's very unnerving. I wouldn't talk, and I just thought, well, I'm the good one here. I'm peaceful because he's shouting and she's doing this, and I'm not doing anything. I had no idea that behaviour is so aggressive, passive aggressive. I'd never heard of passive aggressive before. I hadn't really heard of controlling before. I hadn't heard of half these words. Well, if I had, they're over my head because it certainly had nothing to do with me because I was the victim. It was the only way I knew how to cope in my little world. I'd go into myself and, yes, sulk. And that must have been horrible to be with, because now I see that in one of my children. And I hate it. And I think, wow, where did they get that from? It's blindingly obvious. So harm doesn't always have to be what you see, the bruises or the punches. It can be something invisible, and sometimes that's even worse. So it says here, such a roster of harms done others, the kind that make daily living with us as practicing overeaters difficult and often unbearable. We must take such personality traits as these into shop, office and society of our fellows. They could do damage almost as extensive as that we had caused at home. Yes, and of course it isn't just what I did within the home. If I'm in a mood and I go to work, I'm in a mood and I go with friends, or I used to play tennis and they used to call me the Viking, and someone gave me a Viking helmet once, and I realised, because I was taking out all my anger and everything on the court, and I used to come up like this to the net, the racket, and people used to cower, don't try to get a point. But, and I didn't realise it's because what had happened at home, and I was just bringing everything somewhere else. Yes, I made a list of all the persons I had harmed, and I became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9 is the amends, so I won't go over into how it was when I went and knocked on people's doors or saw them. All I can say is that the promises come true. I do what my sponsor helps me with. If I read the big book, if I do the steps and the tools, use the tools, those wonderful, wonderful tools, my life is better. My life has been better. It's better today. I'm sitting here, look, in this wonderful, strong meeting with fantastic people who understand. I could say to you, I've eaten food out of bin, and not a single one of you would recoil or have nothing to do with me. Where else can I say that without thinking someone's going to come and get a white jacket and take me away? So I feel safe here. I have a higher power. My higher power's changed actually over the years, and I'm